Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Tina Stewart at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get a car loan with PVCU and make no payments until 2020. For more details, visit PVCU.org, which is great, so you can afford all those cool Christmas gifts for your favorite morning show.
Oh.
All right. So what are we kidding? What do we have in dirt, Tina?
Looks like Liam Hemsworth is moving on from Miley Cyrus. People saying, yeah, he's doing so good. I think we know why. He's been spending time with Dynasty star Madison Brown. Saw them doing a little PDA in New York City. So I guess that's good. I mean, he seems to be having a good time. Some people think these two are just going to rebound, like that they're going with other people so quickly, you know, Miley Cyrus with Cody Simpson, that maybe they will be destined to be together because they're just trying to get over each other so hard.
It's the rubbing it in your face date.
But maybe that's what it
is. That's what
too.
It is. When you call the photographers, let them know. We'll be at lunch today.
Yes.
DinasDirt.com.
Joe Giudice is a free man, but it's a little bittersweet. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star has been released from ICE custody, but he won't be returning to his family in New Jersey. Instead, he got on a flight to Italy on Friday. He convinced the judge to let him sit out his deportation case in Italy so that he can continue to work and make money for the family. But he did share a video with his daughter Gia, and Teresa Giudice's daughter posted a screenshot of her FaceTime call with her dad on his way to the airport.
That's tough when the kids lose out like that.
I know, that's the thing. And they got four daughters together. That can't be easy. Teresa hasn't addressed the news publicly yet, but she did post a photo of the Statue of Liberty crying on Instagram, so I guess that's her way of addressing it.
DinasDirt.com.
Happy news for Ryan Murphy. The American Horror Story creator shared that his 5-year-old son Ford is officially cancer-free.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, good news over the weekend. He said, I can't express to you how difficult this was on him and for our family, and I'm so proud to proclaim that he is cancer-free. So a lot of celebrating in that family. We're so happy to hear that for them.
DinasDirt.com.
Katy Perry, talented in a lot of areas, but roller skating, not one of them.
why didn't she go in that big shark costume of hers? Like, if she fell, it probably would have been easier.
Probably. She was actually sharing some behind-the-scenes footage of a shot in Milwaukee for American Idol where she had a little mishap on the skates. There's a logo on the floor, American Idol logo, and she decided she was going to roller skate over it, but the problem is she must have caught the corner of the logo. It wasn't, like, completely flush to the floor, and so her roller skate caught onto, and she ended up peeling the logo off the floor and then stumbling and falling. And at least Lionel Richie came in to help her out, and then Luke Bryan didn't want her to be embarrassed, so he did, like, this slide, like, you know, when you slide into, like, the home base or whatever there. Yeah, he slid in just to make sure that she didn't look foolish sitting there by herself on the ground.
Would have been hilarious, like, if everybody else came in and fell on the way there. You know, like dominoes or something that just toppled over.
Well, that could have happened, but thankfully it did not. And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740. With 94.7 WMAS.
7:40, time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by your friends at Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a car loan right now and make no payments until 2020, saving you lots of money to buy Christmas gifts. For more details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. Okay, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, congratulations to Hilaria Baldwin and Alec Baldwin, recently announcing that their fifth child is going to be a girl. So she'll be joining a big sister and a few big brothers. But here's the thing. I don't know how Alec makes it through the childbirth process now that he's on his fifth kid because he couldn't even handle his daughter losing a tooth. So there's a video that Dr. Oz put up. You know, Dr. Mehmet Oz shared a video of him helping six-year-old Carmen Baldwin take out her tooth. Her mom's right there. Hilaria's watching. But Dr. Oz basically used the string method, you know, where you put the string around the kid's tooth and you yank.
Tie it to a door knob or something?
No, he just yanked. He just tied it up.
Hook it up to the back of a car.
But he did explain that Alec was not in the video because he's not one for the sight of blood.
Oh, I know that feeling being a dad. Like when Olivia gets a flu shot, I want mommy to take her.
Well, I get that.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
It's a tooth. You got. It's just a tooth and your wife's going to have your fifth child. Are you not there for the birthing process? Like, I'm just wondering if you can't handle the tooth. Good thing Dr. Oz was there.
He's scheduling acting gigs probably for that day.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, 2 years after Ryan Phillippe was sued for assault by his ex-girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, they have reached a settlement. According to E! News, they wrapped things up in court on Thursday. No word as to what the settlement entails, but Ryan has been maintaining his innocence throughout the case. I'm sure both of them will be glad to put it behind them at this point.
DinaStirk.com.
Robert Forster has passed away at the age of 78 after battling brain cancer. Robert made his movie debut opposite Marlon Brando and Elizabeth Taylor in 1967's Reflections in a Golden Eye. But he's also known for movies like Mulholland Drive, Medium Cool, lots of TV shows like Heroes, Alcatraz, Twin Peaks, Last Man Standing, and he also appeared in El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, which was released on Netflix Friday, reprising his role as Ed. Robert's Breaking Bad co-star Bryan Cranston tweeted, "I'm saddened today by the news that Robert Forster has passed away, a lovely man and a consummate actor. I met him on the movie Alligator 40 years ago, and I never forgot how kind and generous he was to a young kid just starting out in Hollywood. R.I.P. Bob." That was a nice message for him to share.
I just remember him playing like a military guy, like a captain or something, yelling at the troops. I forgot what movie
it was.
I don't
know what that was, but I know that he was Oscar nominated for Jackie Brown. So, you know, great actor.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Joel, a man of his word, especially for his fans. Back in August, he spotted a fan in the crowd of Madison Square Garden holding a sign saying it was his 100th time seeing the Piano Man live. And Billy Joel promised to make his 101st free. So Page Six reports that Billy Joel made good on that promise. Dr. Jeff Epstein said that he's been given 4 free tickets and backstage passes.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice because over the years, he says he's realistically spent between $25,000 and $50,000 on Billy Joel's residencies.
Wow.
So does he not know you can just download the songs and get a really good speaker system?
Or just go into the venue because I'm sure it's still echoing from the last 100 times he's performing it. If you listen quietly, listen closely, you'll still hear it playing.
Glad he got a little freebie out of it. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Let's find out everything cool that's going on in Hollywood. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a car loan with PVCU and make no payments until 2020. Wouldn't that be nice? For more details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, you remember last month when Nick Cannon said he'd probably never get married again unless it was to Mariah Carey?
Uh-huh.
Well, now we know how Mariah Carey feels about that. She was caught by the TMZ cameras. They came up to her and asked about it, and she said, "Remarry? This is him making this up. He's being silly. Huh. What is he, my last hope?" Oh, like she didn't need to add that little dig in at the end, but she did anyway. One more thing about Mariah. You know how much she loves Christmas. You know she always does a bajillion Christmas shows.
Yeah, all I want for Christmas is you.
Yes.
Love that song.
Well, she found out that someone is already playing her Christmas song on the radio, and she said, "No, not yet."
Really? So she hasn't been pull it?
Yeah, according to her, she thinks it is too early to start Christmas songs, even though you know, she probably gets paychecks and stuff off those songs.
She probably gets, paychecks every week in the mail.
But no, I
can
respect
play them in June.
I respect her for knowing that there's got to be a line drawn between holidays here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get through Halloween first, please, okay? That's all I ask.
DinaSdirt.com.
Eddie Van Halen has been battling throat cancer for several years now. The Van Halen rocker was diagnosed in 2000, and over the past few years, he's actually been flying back and forth between America and Germany for treatment. Now, here's what he thinks gave him the cancer. He believes that it was holding a metal guitar pick in his mouth for several years. That's what Eddie Van Halen used to do, put the guitar pick in his mouth and hold it there. But he said he thinks that caused the cancer because after he was diagnosed, he had to have a part of his tongue removed. And,
well,
you know, it was reported that the cancer cells spread to his throat and had to be removed in the past, too. So maybe there is some truth to that. Maybe that's what caused it. But we're glad to hear he's doing all right and getting through treatment okay.
Yeah.
DinaSdirt.com.
Carrie Underwood had asked fans to send in stories about champions 6 months ago, and a guy named Chuck Choi decided that he was going to record a video and send it in, and he said that he learned English through listening to Eminem, the rapper, so he said it'd be an honor for me to stand
so
on stage with you. Well, that's the thing, so he didn't know any English when he came here to the country, so he had learned it through rapping, and he said his dream would be to rap with Carrie on stage, and guess what? She picked him as the winner. So at her concert in Boston, which is where this guy is from, he was able to get up on stage and rap with Carrie Underwood. He said he got so hyped up to the point where his glasses fell off, but that Carrie was very nice and picked them up for him.
That's nice. Did he do like Before He Cheats or something like that?
No, they actually, they performed Champion.
Champion.
Okay. Yeah, so kind of cool. Nice to know that Carrie Underwood's got some rapping skills too. And after getting that forehead injury in an accident last Monday in Costa Rica, it looks like The Bachelor's latest leading man is doing all right now. According to people, it looks like Pete Weber is okay, and he has had his stitches removed from his forehead. You know, he got cut falling on some cocktail glasses there when he was out on the golf course.
Such a weird thing to fall on. You know, like cocktail. Weird.
So Pilot Pete is doing okay. Okay, he's already been on some of the dates with the ladies. Production is underway. And let's face it, you know, the gals, sometimes they find a good scar kind of attractive, right? This could only help his case.
And it could help other people, too. Do not walk with cocktail glasses.
On golf courses, absolutely.
Note of caution. I'm glad you were able to spread the word this morning.
Yeah, public service announcement there. That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.